Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. Our goal is to share God's Word for the purpose of helping believers grow in their walk with Christ and to experience God's will for their lives. So get your Bibles and your hearts ready. Let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name is Tim Dumas, and this is, of course, the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. We have been talking about living by the Word. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. And so we see, or we have been talking about how God has for us provision that we have naturally. That's referring to the milk, the things that we need. But there's more to life than just that. And the only way to live the life that God has for us is by the Word of God. Let's go over some verses that we've been talking about. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. It says, my son, attend to my words. Turn your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to their whole body. So we see here that the Word of God, when we find it, when we realize what it is God's Word, and we receive it that way, it becomes life to us and it becomes health to us. Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, the words that I speak to you are spirit. They are life. The life of God is imparted to us through his word. And just like we receive faith from the word, Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God or the message of Christ. So does the life of God. It comes to us through his word. When we believe his word, honor his word, and start to act on his word, the life of God is imparted to us. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active. It's not just words on the page. It is the anointed, powerful word of God that we can receive for ourselves. Now, let's look at Psalms 138, verse 2 again. It says, I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have exalted your name and your word above all. So we see here that God has exalted his word. Amen. And we need to look at his word with that same reverence and honor that we look to as the name of Jesus. We look to that, to the name of Jesus with reverence and honor. We need to look to his word as reverence and honor because it represents the Father. In fact, in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. We need to see the word of God that way. And now 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, for that when you received from us the word of the message of God, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also works in you who believe. See, the scripture says the word will work in you if you will believe it. Today, I want to talk about being strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, or in the strength of his might. What this is talking about, and we've missed it sometimes, is being strong in the word. Being strong in the word. You have to be strong in the word to be strong in the Lord. Do you remember that Jesus out in the wilderness was being tempted? And how did he respond to each temptation? Every time he said, it is written, or the word says, he used the word to be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the word of the cross, which means the message of the cross, is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We need to understand that the word of God is the power of God. And if we're going to be strong in him, then we have to know the word. We have to be strong in the word because it's the word of God that reveals the will of God. And if we're going to stand steadfast, if we're going to stand strong, then we have to know what the will of God is. And the only way to know the will of God is to know the word of God. And the only way to move forward in the things of God is to know what the word says. To know the promises of God. Let's go back to what we were talking about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it talks about putting the whole armor of God on. Now, in verse 14, it says this, Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. What is the truth? It's the Word. The Word is truth. All the armor of God is connected to the Word of God. All the armor of God is connected to the Word of God, and I think we've missed that. Now, in verse 17, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we know to connect the sword of the Spirit with the Word of God, but the rest of it is also connected to the Word of God. Or else, how will we know what it is to be righteous? How will we get faith without the Word? The Bible talks about in Ephesians 6:15, it says, put on the on your shoes, feet, having the readiness given by the gospel of peace. The gospel is the message of Christ. So all of this is connected to the Word of God too. Again, we're called to be strong in the Lord, and the way that we be strong is to know the Word, believe it and act on it and hold on to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Faith comes to us from the Word, Acts 10:17. So if we're going to be strong and standing firm in the faith, we have to be strong and firm in the Word. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not vain. So here again, we see we are called to be steadfast and immovable. So why do people doubt? It's because they look at things other than what the Word of God says. When we look at the Word, our faith grows, our faith becomes strengthened. But then if we look at something else that contradicts what the Word says, then we're no longer standing strong in faith. We're no longer being steadfast because we're considering other things. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, if we're going to be steadfast, then we have to be determined to continue to look to the Word of God and believe what the Word of God says and hold the Word of God up above all things else, above everything else. That's how we're strong in the Lord. Paul said this, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the message of Christ, the good news of Christ, the Word of God that reveals Christ and who He is and what He has done for us. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it because that is the power of God for salvation. The power for us to be saved is connected to the Word of God. The power for us to live out, the power for us to live out this life that God's called us to is also connected to the Word of God. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says this, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Then it says this, verse 3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Where do we get the knowledge of Him? Through the Word? It says, through the knowledge of Him who's called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of His divine nature. Where are the promises of God? In the Word. The promises of God are the Word of God. He's given us everything that we need for living in His promises. His promises show us His will. His promises show us His truth. When we find His promises, then we are to believe them and hold on to them and hold steadfast to them, believing that this is what the Word of God says. I'm going to believe it no matter what. I'm going to hold on to it no matter what. That's being strong in the Lord. That's being steadfast in Him, because we're being strong in what He says, immovable in what He says. We are called to be strong in Him, and the only way to be strong in Him is to be strong in what He says, to be strong in knowing what He says, knowing His Word, holding on to it, believing it, and acting on it, and confessing it. Amen. Again, Romans 1:16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God, the message of Christ, the word of Christ. All this is the gospel, is what he's talking about. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the message, for it is the power of God for salvation. But now I want you to hear what Jesus said in Mark 8:38. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Jesus connects it to his word. See, sometimes people, they feel like they can live the life that God has for them separate from the word. The word's not important to them. They're not reading the Bible. They're not learning what the word says. They're not holding the word dear in their heart. You cannot live the life that God has for you that way. The only way that you can have the life that God has for you is through the word. We started with that in Proverbs chapter 4, where it says, when you find the word, it's life to you. When you find the word, meaning you realize what it is, it's God's word. When you realize that, it becomes life to you, and it even becomes health to you. Now, that's a good example. Some people don't want to talk about how the Bible talks about health. They don't want to bring it up. But if we're not going to be ashamed of the word, then we need to talk about what the word talks about. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, God says of himself that he's the Lord who heals. I'm not going to be ashamed of that scripture. If somebody asks me, do you believe God's a healing God? I'm going to say, God says he's a healing God. And see, it's really not about what we have to say as far as when we're talking to others. We need to say what the word of God says. We talked about last week that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that they overcame the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What we say needs to be from what we see in Scripture. Even Jesus said, my words are not my own, but I say what I hear the Father say. That's how we're going to be strong. That's how we're going to be immovable. That's how we're going to be steadfast. That's how we're going to live the life that God's called us to. That's how we're going to go beyond just the natural things in this world. And we're going to move forward in the spiritual things that God has called us to grow in. See what the word says. Believe it's God's word. Say it with your mouth and act on it. That's how you're going to be strong. And you are called to be strong. Again, my name is Tim Dumas, and this is the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, may God's richest and best be yours.
Thank you for joining us today for the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. We hope you have been blessed. For more resources and information, please visit us online at hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com.